Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu wa ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question that kind of is often raised in the minds of the followers of Imam Hussein and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. That question is related to something that is well known regarding the events of the day of Ashura. Of course, we realize that right now we're not in the month of Muharram, and it's probably not very suitable to be mentioning this question here at this very time. Nevertheless, because this is an important question and it might be related to other problems as well, we'd like to kind of mention it here today and talk about it. And it's interesting to note that we're in the month of Sha'ban, just past the birthday of Imam Hussein and the birthday of his noble brother, Hazrat Abbas. And from this point of view, we feel that it's suitable to talk about a problem related to those two great personalities. We can pose this question in the following way, or sometimes this question is posed in this way. Some people say that the Euphrates is a very long river, and at the same time, the army of Imam Hussein was also, and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was also well aware of the fact that water was going to be close to him. He wouldn't have access to water soon, and obviously he knew he was running out of water. Of course, we would like to add the reservation here that according to authentic historical accounts, there was water present until the eve of the day of Ashura. This is attested to by the fact that the son of Imam Hussein, Hazrat Ali Akbar, alayhi salam, said, "O father, my thirst has killed me, or has tortured me." Right. So, what exactly happened? What should we really believe with respect to this phenomenon that might have occurred on the day of Ashura? Before we get to answering this question, by way of introduction, we might say that, unfortunately, the event of Ashura and the uprising of Imam Hussein is a very important event, especially for followers of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi wasalam. And there's a lot of, you know, beneficial discussions that we can conduct with respect to it. But unfortunately, a lot of people zero in on this problem and discuss it unnecessarily at length. And when this, you know, it's not really, it doesn't hold that much weight and importance as it, you know, to the extent that it's given. In any case, maybe in today's session and maybe in some of the forthcoming sessions, we're going to try to look at this problem from a historical point of view and examine what a lot of the historical texts say in this regard. According to reliable historical texts, it's been mentioned that 3 days before the martyrdom of Imam Hussein on the 10th of Muharram, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad gave an order to Umar al-Sa'd to distance Imam Hussein and his army from Euphrates River and from the water of the Euphrates, and to not allow him to drink even one drop of water. And it's been recorded that the army of Yazid and Umar al-Sa'd and Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad understood this to be a form of revenge for Uthman being prevented from drinking water. So there is mention in historical sources of this order being given. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the absence of water on the day of Ashura from a historical point of view. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.